What's
हेलो
up, Sezong? Welcome to my
हेलो
podcast.
हेलो
What's up? Can you hear me?
हेलो व्हाट्स
Hello, can you hear me, bitch?
अप मैं कैन हियर यू बिच
Yeah, welcome to my podcast.
सो व्हाट आर यू गोना टॉक अबाउट
I don't know, man. We're just gonna talk about some stupid shit.
स्टूपिड शिट आई एम वाचिंग दिस मूवी कॉल्ड हिटमैन्स बॉडीगार्ड राइट नाउ
Okay, we're not having a phone conversation. We're gonna have to talk about some topic.
No alarm right here. No, so why don't we do this
So,
later, bro? I'm busy doing
no man,
stuff.
no man, no man. We're already here. This is my first episode, and you're going to stay.
Okay.
Okay, so I remember we had this conversation in the morning about the I don't know, some spirituality shit that you were saying. Can you tell us about it? Tell the people who are not here but will be in some time. Can you tell us about it?
What spirituality means to us is right now, we all crave spirituality as teenagers because we are faced with all the pressure that's there and we have to live up to our expectations. And they have, in fact, they have lots of expectation. That's why the pressure is very real. And that's the reason why we seek spirituality right now. So, teenagers, most likely, they talk using the words like self-awareness and introspection, and those kind of words, that means they are kind of turning spiritual, whether they admit it or not. So
So how is
that's the
like
reason.
this how is the social media helping this self-awareness or spirituality this teenagers?
Spirituality, not social media, is always there. The content, the one who makes content, varies from person to person. So it's what kind of content they deliver, it depends upon them. Some of them will give you a spiritual content, otherwise some other Facebook user, they will just push you into social media,
Like,
more social media, and then
yeah, more
not
connecting.
actually, man, what am I supposed
Okay.
to say about social media?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
How are you coming along in this really this spirituality journey that you are talking about?
Spirituality journey. I think spirituality for us teenagers and the people in this generation, in fact, we need.
Can I interrupt you? What is your age? I know your age, like for the people here don't know your age, so
I am 22 years old and I'm doing college. I
okay,
already
so
failed.
yeah. You
So
failed.
I failed twice in my college, so I need spirituality. I ha have to resort to.
Okay.
So
So
that's the pressure I'm
as a
talking about.
college student, yeah, as a college student, how is spirituality helping you?
Spirituality. Right now I'm making dongris. You do you know dongri for dongri? What is dongri?
I know, man.
That's what we do. Kivan la. When la the lamp or the lamps that we light. Buddhism.
Chimney,
Chimney, yeah, man.
the butter lamps,
Water lamps, but I'm not
butter, yeah,
for that cotton thread
yeah,
like thing. So I
yes,
guess
it's butter lamps,
but
okay,
this is not spirituality, right? I'm just doing
yeah,
this because I have to do this, but spirituality, what I'm saying is it's not like religion or something. But
okay.
spirituality is like knowing yourself, but you cannot really point out spirituality. A great man has said that spirituality that can be put into words is not spirituality at all. So there's no point in talking about spirituality at first.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, spirituality is personal, right? Everyone like experiences spirituality in their own like personal experience.
yeah, but they tend to use words that convey spirituality. We have to, but we cannot just express our spirituality, you know.
Okay, but you agree that it is very much in need when we consider teenagers.
Yes, they are in dire need of spirituality, man.
Okay, spirituality not in the sense that it's limited to a specific religion or something like that.
Yeah.
Spirituality in the sense of like understanding oneself.
Oneself, and then understanding there is no specific religion that you have to follow in order to lead a virtuous life. And religions are all just concepts that bring you closer to God-like thing or whatever. You know, they just guide you about what's good and what's bad at times. And that's it.
Yeah.
Religion is good, but it's not perfect, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for coming in my podcast, Sezong. It's been a very good podcast. I don't know, but we did it, bro.
We did it.
Thank you.
Tell me the question beforehand so I can prepare.
Okay, next time we'll like discuss what topic we're going to speak about, okay?
No good, then. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Hello?
What's up, Sezong? Welcome to my podcast.
Hello.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Hello, Tujan. What's up?
Hello. Can you hear me, bitch?
I can hear you, bitch.
Yeah. Welcome to my podcast.
So, what are you gonna talk about?
I don't know, man. We're just gonna talk about some stupid shit.
Stupid shit. I'm watching this movie called Hitman's Bodyguard right now.
Okay, we're not having a phone conversation. We're gonna have to talk about some topic.
No alarm right here. No, so why don't we do this later, bro? I'm busy doing
no, man,
stuff.
No, man. We're already here. This is my first episode, and you're going to stay.
Okay.
So I remember we had this conversation in the morning about the I don't know, some spirituality shit that you were saying. Can you tell us about it? Tell the people who are not here but will be in some time. Can you tell us about it?
What spirituality means to us is right now, we all crave spirituality as teenagers because we are faced with all the pressure that's there and we have to live up to our expectations. And they have lots of expectation. That's why the pressure is very real, and that's the reason why we seek spirituality right now. So teenagers most likely they talk using the words like self-awareness and introspection and those kind of words. That means they are kind of turning spiritual whether they admit it or not. So
So how is how is the social media helping this self-awareness or spirituality this teenagers?
Spirituality, not social media, is always there. The content, the one who makes content varies from person to person. So it's what kind of content they deliver. It depends upon them. Some of them will give you a spiritual content. Otherwise, some other Facebook user, they will just push you into social media, social media, and then
More connecting.
Actually, man, what am I supposed to say on social media?
So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
How are you coming along in this this spirituality journey that you are talking about?
Spirituality journey. I think spirituality for us teenagers and the people in this generation, in fact, we need...
Can I interrupt you? What is your age? I know your age, for the people here don't know your age. Yeah, so
I am 22 years old and I'm doing college. I already
failed.
I failed twice in my college, so I need spirituality. I had to resort.
As a college student, how is spirituality helping you?
Spirituality. Right now, I'm making dongris. Do you know dongri for dongri? What is dongri?
I know, man.
That's what we do. Kivan zatila. When la the lamp or the lamps that we light, Buddhism.
Chimi,
yeah, man.
Chimi, the butter lamps.
Butter lamps, but
butter. Yeah.
For that cotton thread thing. So I guess
it's a butter lamps.
But
okay.
This is not spirituality, right? I'm just doing this because I have to do this. But spirituality, what I'm saying is, it's not like religion or something. Spirituality is like knowing yourself, but you cannot really point out spirituality. A great man has said that spirituality that can be put into words is not spirituality at all. So there's no point in talking about spirituality at first. So
spirituality is personal, right? Everyone like experiences spirituality in their own like personal experience.
Yeah, but they tend to use words that convey spirituality. We have to, but we cannot just express our spirituality, you know.
Okay, but you agree that it is very much in need when we consider teenagers.
Yes, they are in dire need of spirituality, man.
Okay, spirituality not in the sense that it's limited to a specific religion or something like that.
Yeah.
Spirituality in the sense of like understanding oneself.
Oneself, and then understanding there is no specific religion that you have to follow in order to lead a virtuous life. And religions are all just concepts that bring you closer to God-like thing or whatever. You know, they just guide you about what's good and what's bad at times. And that's it.
Yeah.
Religion is good, but it's not perfect, you know.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in my podcast, Sezong. It's been a very good podcast. I don't know, but we did it, bro.
We did it.
Thank you.
Tell me the question beforehand so I can prepare.
Okay. Next time we'll like discuss what topic we're going to speak about. Okay.
No problem. Bye bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.